Welcome to Secrets to Health here on the Mornington Peninsula. I'm Angela Jacobson, and today we're going to be discussing the topic of diabetes. We've got some great guests lined up as well as lots of cool prizes, so make sure you listen and jump on the Secrets to Health Facebook page to win those prizes. Our first guest today on the show is Helen Irwin. Welcome to the show, Helen.
Thank you.
Could you just let us know a little bit more about who you are and whereabouts you work?
Yes, I'm a registered nurse and have been for quite a while, and I'm a credentialed diabetes educator. And a credentialed diabetes educator is someone who has the principal discipline, whether that's in nursing or exercise physiology or podiatry or psychology, some other principal discipline, and has done extra qualifications in diabetes education and management.
Okay.
Now, I did my credentialed diabetes education over 20 years ago, so I've actually been a diabetes educator for a very long time. I currently work at Peninsula Health and have also done that for over a decade. And I now work in the area of chronic disease management, but I also have a private practice seeing people with diabetes or pre-diabetes and help them self-manage that disease.
Fantastic. Can you tell us a little bit about diabetes for people that are not too sure?
Yes. Diabetes is the name given to a group of different conditions in which there is too much glucose or sugar in the blood. So those people are either not making enough insulin or the insulin isn't working as effectively as it could. And without insulin doing its job, glucose builds up in the bloodstream, leading to high blood glucose levels. And the reason why we want our glucose levels to be balanced is that when we have high glucose levels for a long time, this can lead to complications.
Yeah, and the statistics in Australia seem to be getting higher and higher of people with diabetes. Do you know what they're currently roughly at?
Yeah, currently there are about 500,000 people in Australia with diabetes. The number is growing. There are about 280 people per day diagnosed with diabetes. That's both type 1 and type 2 diabetes. Type 2 diabetes accounts for 85 to 90% of these people.
Wow. And can you tell us the difference between the two types of diabetes?
Yes. Type 1 diabetes is an autoimmune disease. That's whereby the cells that produce insulin have been destroyed by something that triggers the immune system to destroy healthy cells, and in this case, the cells that produce insulin. So people with type 1 diabetes, which accounts for 10 to 15% of all people with diabetes, will need insulin for life. So they'll need insulin injections from the time they're diagnosed.
Wow. And what causes diabetes?
Well, there are many causes. There's the difference between type 1 and type 2. Type 2 diabetes is diabetes which occurs usually when there's both a reduction in the amount of insulin that someone's producing, as well as they're not using their insulin as effectively, as in they've become insulin resistant. So because the two occur for different reasons, we know more about why type 2 diabetes occurs.
Mm-hmm.
Type 1 diabetes, there are theories and there's been a lot of research done on why that occurs, but the main reason is that the body's own immune system has attacked its healthy cells. What triggers that attack is this stuff of great research, and the things that they do know are that some virus has occurred that boosted the immune system in the first place. What viruses they are, there are theories on them, but at the moment there's no specific evidence to what causes type 1 diabetes.
Okay.
And neither is there a cure for it.
Okay. And what are some of the signs and symptoms to look out for if you've got diabetes or you suspect you might have diabetes?
The signs and symptoms are the same for both type 1 and type 2 diabetes. With type 1 diabetes, the symptoms are often sudden and can be life-threatening. With type 2 diabetes, the symptoms often don't occur for many years, and so you can actually have type 2 diabetes without knowing that you've got it. But if the symptoms do occur, they occur when the blood glucose levels are so high that the body is reacting to those. And so the common symptoms include being more thirsty than usual, feeling more tired than usual, having cuts that heal slowly, blurry vision, weight changes, headaches, pain or tingling in the legs or feet, and sometimes itchy and skin infections that won't go away. We classically say that symptoms are the three T's, such as, you know, excessive thirst, excessive tiredness, and excessive going to the toilet.
Oh, okay. And there's a blood test that you can get at your local GP if you're suspecting as well, isn't there?
So at the moment, the recommended blood test is a fasting blood glucose level. That needs to be ordered by your GP. And so I would highly recommend that if anyone considers that they might have diabetes, that they take themselves off to the GP and discuss that with them. And if the GP considers that they should, then he would go ahead and order a fasting blood glucose test. And that's a test done from the pathology, not a finger prick test.
Okay. And if you are diagnosed with diabetes, I know there's various treatments. We all know of taking, drinking Coca-Cola and some jelly beans, but what are some of the other treatments for diabetes?
Okay. So you would drink Coca-Cola and jelly beans if you were having a reaction to one of the medications for diabetes. But as far as the treatment for diabetes goes, it's actually healthy eating and regular physical activity, and that's for people with both type 1 and type 2 diabetes. Type 1 diabetes, as I said, is always treated with insulin, and type 2 diabetes is it can be managed with healthy eating, regular physical activity, and weight control or weight loss if that's necessary if you're overweight. But also type 2 diabetes might require treatment with medication such as tablets and insulin. So it is important to know that with type 2 diabetes, the longer you have it, the more likely you are to require treatment with insulin as the years go on, because the cells that produce insulin can become exhausted, and so therefore the tablets might not work forever.
Yeah,
that's not true for everyone. That's true for about 50% of people diagnosed with type 2 diabetes, but everyone's highly individual.
Okay, so obviously we've found out some of the signs and symptoms today, and if you suspect you have any of those, you should pop down to your GP and you can get the test done. If somebody is diagnosed with diabetes, Helen, where can they contact you to find out more information or have you help treat them?
Yes, so as far as having people manage their diabetes, it must start with the GP, and the GP will determine what medication or what treatment they require. And then they can talk to their GP about being referred to a credentialed diabetes educator. I actually work in Mount Eliza, and I can be contacted on 0409 410744. And I have a Saturday clinic and after-hours clinics. But there, you can look up the ADEA website, that's the Australian Diabetes Educators Association website for local diabetes educators. And when you're speaking to your GP, he can recommend a team care arrangement whereby you can get Medicare rebates for up to 5 visits with allied health. And that can include seeing a podiatrist, which we would recommend. If you have diabetes, you can be linked into an exercise physiologist as well as a credentialed diabetes educator.
Excellent. And what was the name of your centre in Mount Eliza?
It's actually Helen Irwin Diabetes Education Services at the Mount Eliza Consulting Suite.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for joining us on the show today and giving us so much information. And we're going to take... Yes?
Sorry, Angela. I just thought I had actually talked about the risk factors for type 1 diabetes, or the things we know about type 1 diabetes, which isn't much as far as, you know, which is a lot, but, you know, for the diagnosis and why it occurs. But the risk factors for type 2 diabetes are different.
Mm-hmm.
There's a strong family history of diabetes puts people more at risk of developing type 2. Age, the risk increases as we get older. So we call those risks non-modifiable risk factors. But there are other risk factors that can be changed, which we call modifiable, and they're lifestyle. So that's the level of physical activity we do. So we highly recommend, you know, being active, just taking any opportunity to be active, making sure if you can to get half an hour's physical activity in each day. The type of food we eat, being overweight, and smoking are all things that can contribute to developing type 2 diabetes. So achieving a healthier body weight and keeping active and making healthy food choices are all good things to try and prevent diabetes.
Okay. Thank you again and for sharing and joining us on the show, Helen. If people want to find out more, they can Google search at least the Helen Irwin Diabetes Centre down in Mount Eliza, and Helen will be able to give you some more information. But thanks again for joining us, and we're going to be
back
after this break on Secrets to Health. Welcome back to Secrets to Health here on the Mornington Peninsula. Angela Jacobs here, and I've just been joined by Helen Irwin, and she called me and said she made a mistake. Unfortunately, those statistics were incorrect. There's now 1.2 million people in Australia that have diabetes, which is obviously ever increasing. So it just shows you in a few years how quickly that statistic has gone up. But my next guest is on the phone, Jessica Dragonotis. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
You're very welcome. And you've actually got type 1 diabetes.
I do. I was diagnosed when I was 6 years old, so I'm 36 now and I've had it for 30 years. So I'm well experienced as far as diabetes is concerned, so to speak.
Yeah, and how difficult has it been in managing your weight since having insulin-dependent diabetes?
That was always an incredibly difficult battle. As the years progressed, my insulin requirements would increase,
mm-hmm.
and so too would my weight. So trying to diet having insulin-dependent diabetes is incredibly difficult, and I'd be faced a lot of the time with sugar highs and sugar lows, and it was just a vicious cycle.
Gosh. And how has the Cambridge program helped you?
It's amazing. So it's an amazing program. I've tried a lot of mainstream diets, mm-hmm. and a lot of them would say or pop me into the too hard basket because I didn't want to take the risk with myself and the diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
So the Cambridge program, the consultant that I was seeing, she really tailored the program to suit my diabetic needs.
Yeah. Can you tell our listeners about the Cambridge program that don't know about it?
Absolutely. So it's a UK-based diet that's been around for the last 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
And they've recently launched in Australia, so over the last 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
It's a step-by-step program, so it'll include things like shakes and bars and meals, etc. But they're all jam-packed with vitamins and they're all calorie-controlled. So you're really filling your body with a lot of nutrients whilst at the same time losing a lot of weight. It allows your body to feel comfortable to eat away at its stored fat. So it's fantastic.
And what do you personally love about the Cambridge program?
It's ease. Being a mum to twin boys, two-year-old twins, I can zip it up and take it to work, or I can take it to the park, you know, for a run around with them.
Mm-hmm.
And you honestly don't have to think much about it. You just pack it all up and off you go. I don't have time to sit and read finicky detail around diets or prepare meals, etc. This is a step-by-step guide that'll spell everything out for you, and you can be on the products for as long as you want, which I still am 6 months down the track, just for the maintenance side of things.
Yeah, and I guess that's the difference between a lot of these other diets. They can be tricky and, yeah, so
Yeah,
and has your diabetes improved? Has it improved since changing to the lifestyle program?
It sure has, tenfold. I have halved my insulin intake.
Mm-hmm.
I've dropped 16 kilos. And
wow.
It's amazing.
16
and I actually,
kilos?
16, yes. Mm. It's a lot.
Congratulations.
Think about it. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And I've actually got sugar readings similar to that of a normal person, somebody who doesn't suffer diabetes. So
oh, that's amazing.
My endocrinologist is over the moon. It's just an amazing result.
That is. And so if there's anybody out there that wants to get involved with the program, where should they go and what should they do?
Sure. They can actually look me up on Facebook, mm-hmm. Jessica Dragiotis Cambridge Weight Plan. Mm-hmm. I post updates all the time. I have a lot of clients that I'll post their weight loss success stories. I also have a lot of information about the products that we use. And if they have any queries about it or are keen to join, they can contact me via Facebook mm-hmm. or my telephone number, which is listed on that site.
And what are some of the benefits when people sign up with you?
I think coming from a background where health is an issue, I can really relate to people. So if other people have issues such as diabetes, that they really feel like they can't battle the weight loss drive, I can certainly help them through that with my own experience and knowledge. And I'm also, being a mum, I understand that people are time short. They're time poor. So mm-hmm. parents especially, I understand that it's got to be quick, it's got to be easy, and it's got to be convenient for you.
Yeah, that's it. And you've been on that journey, so you're the best one to help people.
Absolutely. I'd really love for them to experience the success that I have.
Yeah, and it's such amazing weight loss as well.
Yeah, it's fantastic. I've got a new lease on life.
Well, congratulations. And thanks for joining us on the show. And we wish you all the very best.
Wonderful. Thanks so much.
All right, take care. Welcome back to Secrets to Health here on the Mornington Peninsula. Our next guest we've got on the phone is one of the founders of the Life's Little Treasures Foundation, which I am a very happy ambassador and supporter for. Susanna, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Angela. Thanks for having us.
We understand you've got the Walk for Prems coming up soon.
We do indeed. The Walk for Prems is our biggest event of the year. It's held in 7 states around the country on the Sunday, the 25th of October. And it's a celebration event for families that have had premature or sick babies or even little bubs that have passed on and grown their little angel wings to come together and be in an atmosphere where they can be with others that have been through that journey and enjoy the day together.
It's such awesome to see all the colours. What colour are you going with this year, by the way?
This year we've got a beautiful charcoal grey with orange writing on it.
Beautiful.
And they arrived 2 days ago and I have to say they look very smart.
Yeah, so last year we had that aqua green and, you know, to see thousands of people walking around in a group and the year before orange, so
it's
quite amazing to see. And I just love the fact that there's so many pushchairs and, you know, there's wheelchairs, there's all sorts walking around.
Dogs.
You know. Yes.
Everyone and anything comes, which is, as you say, it's just a really beautiful, touching sight when you work with families all year round, and then to be able to see them come and see the smiles and see the happiness and the knowing nods that they give each other because they all know someone has been through that journey.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a real, for me anyway, it's a very emotional day.
The releasing of the doves to acknowledge all the babies that passed is a really
yes.
touching part as well of the day.
It is, and it's a very important part of the day because, as I say, we want to acknowledge all the little angels that have passed, and we want those families to be part of the day. And so before each walk around the country at the same time, we have a dove releasing ceremony. And with that in Melbourne, we also have Dawn Faith, who is a well-known soul singer. She will be singing just before, and last year she had us all in tears.
Mm.
She's an amazing lady, and herself has had a little bub pass, but it's a beautiful ceremony, and it makes everybody inclusive of the day.
Excellent. Well, unfortunately, I'm not going to be there. I'll be overseas. But I'm going to have my T-shirt. You've posted one to me. I'm going to take that T-shirt with me overseas, and I'll be wearing it on the day, and I'll be sure to post on my social media.
Good.
I'll be with you in spirit. But if people want to buy a ticket to the walk, where should they go?
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, the other thing, I heard that you're doing a run this year.
We are in Sydney.
Okay.
Sydney is the first. It's the first year we've actually done one.
Mm-hmm.
So there is a social walk, and a run in Sydney.
Excellent. Well, those Sydneyites can enjoy that. But for Melbourne, we've got the walk around Albert Park, and then obviously if you're in a more remote area and you want to put together a group and do a walk of your own, you're able to do that too. Some of our listeners down on the peninsula here might be a bit far to head up, but you can always do your own.
We definitely want everyone to be part of the day, and one of our big things is supporting families in rural and remote areas.
Mm-hmm.
And we have the hospital and home pack, which is available on the walk website, and you can register for that pack. With that pack, you get an official walk T-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And what people usually do is they get the friends and families together, they all buy a pack, and then they have a barbecue or a picnic in the park or a small walk themselves, and then send us in all their pictures so that they're part of the day as well, which is a great way to make sure that everyone is inclusive.
And what's that website again?
The website for purchasing and registering is www.walkforprems.org.au.
Excellent.
And once you're registered and ready to walk, it would be great as well if people could encourage their friends and families to donate to their walk page and help them fundraise, because that's a big side of the walk as well for us, fundraising and raising the funds that we need for the next year going forward so we can keep all our services going and keep them free. Families.
Wonderful service that you do too, guys. So on behalf of everyone, thank you for all the hard work that you put in, and get involved, listeners. Get out there and get walking for prems. And thanks for joining us on the show today.
Thanks, Angela, and thank you for being a wonderful ambassador. We're always appreciative of what you do.
No problems. Well, also feel free to post some information about the walk on the Secrets to Health Facebook page so people can look it up and get involved that way too.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks.
Have a great day.
Thanks. Bye,
Angela. Bye. Welcome back to Secrets to Health here on the Mornington Peninsula. Jo Shutt is here with us to talk about the Mornington Peninsula Health and Sustainability Expo. Welcome back to the show, Jo.
Thank you, Ange.
So it's coming up this month in October on the 25th.
That's right.
Tell us a little bit more information. Where is it and how do people get involved?
Yeah, so it's Sunday 25th of October at the Mornington Racecourse, and it's easy to get to. It's only $3 entry, $5 for a couple. And we start at 10 o'clock and go through till 4.
And free for the kids.
Free for kids, of course.
And you've got lots of activities going on for the kids as well.
We do. We've got workshops, demos for all ages. So we'll have a beautiful healthy cooking demo, and we'll have the D-Step dance crew doing a hip-hop demo and a workshop afterwards. Mm-hmm. We've got the Green Home Zone and Mindfulness Tent. So a couple of different areas representing all sorts of different types of health and sustainability.
Awesome. And goodie bags?
Yes, I've got the goodie bags.
The Secrets
yes.
to Health magazine is in the goodie bags.
Exactly.
It's cool. So if people are looking for something to do, it's on October the 25th. What time does it start?
10 o'clock.
And it's down at Mornington Racecourse.
Yes.
So $3 for mums or $5 for both parents. Kids are free. Take the family down. Loads to do. Where's your website if people want to jump on and look at some of the exhibitors?
It's phse.com.au, so Peninsula Health and Sustainability Expo.com.au. And we're also on Facebook and Instagram.
Excellent. Well, hopefully it's a huge success. Thanks for joining us on the show.
Thank you.
And we'll chat to you again soon.
It'll also be super exciting to have you guys come down and do a live broadcast from the event on the day as well.
So yeah, RWP, excited to be there at the expo.
Look out for the van.
Hope to see you all down. Come and say hi to us when we're broadcasting live. Our next guest we've got on the phone is Anne-Marie Sampson from the Australian Nanny Association. Welcome to the show, Anne-Marie.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So I'm obviously one of the nannies that's on the committee and part of the Australian Nanny Association, as lots of people will be aware. But I wanted to get you on the show today to tell us a little bit about the convention that we're putting on this year in Melbourne.
Yes, so it's really exciting. We've got lots of fun things planned, and thanks to you, Angela, for helping me out with that, and working together with you has been fantastic. We've got people like Rachel Coops, who is a play school presenter, and she's a single mum, and she's coming to us to talk to us about juggling family life and work and childcare. And we've also got a few other people like Jo Ryan from Baby Bliss talking about sleep and postnatal care and how nannies can work together with families to get their babies into a good routine.
Mm-hmm.
What else? I'm trying to think who else we've got.
One thing I really like is that we're doing for the self-defence, because obviously there's been a few cases in the media and obviously a lot that aren't in the media of different things happening to nannies and girls in particular. So I think it's important that everybody knows some self-defence. So I'm quite looking forward to that segment as well.
That is a really good thing, actually, because you don't think about that as a nanny. I think you don't think about those things like arriving late at night, even just to do, you know, nighttime babysitting. But also if you're looking after specialised clients that might be a bit high profile, or mm-hmm. Or even just walking around in different places, taking the kids to the park.
Yeah.
You just don't know. So I think it's really good, and even for any woman really, or person that's wanting to learn self-defence.
Yeah, I guess, because you can't say, oh, I'm finishing at 10 or at 11. Obviously, people get home from dinner or at their events at random times. So it's difficult for the younger girls that are relying on lifts as well. So, yeah, I think it's just a good thing for people to know. But we've got obviously lots of things going on, and I'm going to be there on the day, and I will be videoing, and I'll be also interviewing some of the guests, which will be playing on Secrets to Health at a later date. But tell us a little bit, if people want to buy a ticket, it's not just nannies, we've got agencies going as well. Where do people go?
And families. We'd really like to see some families there who, you know, families generally, because the type of speakers that we've actually got will help families with their type of thing that they're doing with childcare and bringing up their children as well. You know, we've got organisations like Panda talking about PMD, postnatal depression. We've got an autism partnership workshop as well. All sorts of things that are relevant to parents.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, nanny agencies and babysitting agencies would really welcome to come along. And it's really about the industry working together to create a fun, social, let-our-hair-down event at the end of the year, but also about education and supporting quality care in the home.
Yeah, and we've got some amazing goodie bags being put together. I've had quite a few great things donated already, and I love the fact that we're having the social event in the evening, going to go let our hair down and have a bit of a boogie.
Yes, that's really exciting. I'm eager to see what's in the goodie bag, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of interesting things, little makeup items, I think, and I know RACV and a few other organisations have donated as well, so we're really lucky to have some really great sponsors on board to help with the support of the nanny industry.
Cool. So if people want to buy a ticket, where should they go?
Oh, yes, good question. So they can go to the website australiannannyassociation.org.au. It's a long one, but it's pretty clear cut. So australiannannyassociation.org.au, and then just look for the convention tab at the top of the page, and you'll be able to see all the guest speakers and the tickets. And the tickets are very low pricing, enough to just cover our costs, basically. The tickets are $53 per person. It covers your whole days of events, speakers, and lunch, morning tea and afternoon tea, and a fantastic day.
Yeah, and if you want to join the ANA, become one of the leaders of the industry, it reduces your ticket as well, the cost. So jump on the website, everybody, check it out. We'd love to see some mums and all the nannies that are listening out there, come along, get involved, and come and say hi to us. Thanks for joining us, Anne-Marie, and we'll chat to you again soon.
Okay, thanks. Have a great day.
Bye. We're coming to the end of another show today. We were talking about diabetes. We had two great guests. Thanks for joining us, Helen Irwin, and also Jess, sharing your story with us. We'd also like to thank our sponsors. We've got Janet McNeil from Harcourt's Real Estate and Core. I'm about to whack up another prize online. This one is from Core. It is a health salt spa complimentary session. So jump on the Secrets to Health Facebook page now. Make sure you like it and enter the competition for your chance to win. Next week, we are going to be discussing autism. So please tune in and we'll talk to you soon. Take care. Have a great week. And bye for now from everyone at Secrets to Health.